In South Australia, there are calls for an amnesty on the use of medicinal cannabis after police raided the home of an Adelaide woman who had been providing free supplies to the sick and terminally ill. A chronic pain sufferer herself, Jenny Hallam, says she's now worried about her own health, as well as that of other South Australians who she had been supplying with cannabis oil. Caroline Winter reports.
Jenny Hallam is a 44-year-old pensioner from Adelaide's northern suburbs who's relied on homemade cannabis oil to relieve her own pain for years. This morning on ABC Local Radio in Adelaide, she spoke about how she came to use and then supply the oil to dozens of sick and terminally ill people across the country for free.
I had no intention of getting to this point. I started off helping myself. I was on morphine for 15 years after a couple of car accidents, and I have a serious pain condition, but it was making me extremely sick, and I was getting worse and worse, and it was the cannabis that literally saved my life.
Jenny Hallam knew she was taking risks in supplying the oil, but says she felt compelled to help.
I'd give it to, you know, a little bit to one person, and then somebody else would say, wow, they look amazing, can I try a little bit? So then I'd help another person and then another person, and it just snowballed, and you just get to a point where you can't say no to people. If they ring you up and they're begging you, they're crying and they're literally begging for their life, how do you say no to that?
Ms Hallam's home was raided by police on Wednesday, with the cannabis oil products and equipment she uses to make it confiscated. She's been reported by police, but charges are yet to be laid. Ms Hallam says it's left her and many of the people she supplies to without stock, and as a result, at risk and in chronic pain. People like Michael Oakley's son Ben, who says the oil has saved his life.
Ben suffers from a very rare condition called stiff person syndrome. It's a one in a million condition. Ben was quite literally triathlon fit and had that all stripped away from him by this condition that hit him out of the blue with no prior warning. We've had him on thousands upon thousands of dollars worth of pharmaceutical medications, but the only thing that has helped him to truly recover has been Jenny's medicinal cannabis oil.
Medicinal cannabis use is legal in Victoria. Queensland is about to change its laws, while clinical trials are underway in New South Wales. But Ms Hallam says she's been angry that attempts to legalise it in South Australia have fallen on deaf ears.
I've spoken to many politicians. I've done quite a lot of work, but unfortunately we just can't seem to get anywhere in South Australia. I've probably got more with in other states than I have here in South Australia, in my own state.
One politician who is listening is the Greens' Tammy Franks. She's calling for a compassionate amnesty on the use of medicinal cannabis in South Australia, both for patients who seek access to it and for those who provide it.
What I'm calling for is for Premier Wetherill to do the same as Premier Baird did and as Daniel Andrews has done, and the other premiers around the country. Premier Baird stepped up after meeting the Haslam family, whose son Dan was suffering from cancer and they were accessing medical cannabis for him. He declared an amnesty.
In a statement, a spokesperson for the Premier, Jay Wetherill, said while the state government is open to the establishment of a medicinal cannabis industry in South Australia, the enforcement of laws which relate to cannabis are a matter for police, the Director of Public Prosecutions and the courts. The government has set up a working group to ensure a coordinated approach to the establishment of an industry of this type.
Caroline Winter reporting.